The Rubbish Monster. It was a hot day. The classroom was stuffy. Nobody felt like working. "We need some fresh air," said Mr. Hopkins. "I think we will take our reading books and go to the park. We can sit and read under the trees." They set off, but when they got to the park, "Oh dear," said Mr. Hopkins, "what a mess." There was litter everywhere. The play park was full of rubbish. Soggy bits of paper floated in the pond. There was even an old shopping trolley in the stream. "People are so untidy," said Mr. Hopkins crossly. "There's nowhere clean to sit." "We can clean it up," said Sam suddenly. Everybody groaned. "Must we?" said Ravi. "It's so hot." But Mr. Hopkins said, "What a good idea, Sam. That's just what we'll do." They all went back to school and got some big plastic bags. Mr. Hopkins found two sticks with sharp points. When they got back to the park, Mr. Hopkins took out a camera. "I will take a photograph of how it is now," he said. "Then I will take another one when we have finished." Everyone had a job to do. Ravi and Billy picked up paper with the sharp sticks. An old kite was stuck in a tree. Ravi climbed up to get it. "Be careful," shouted Mr. Hopkins. "I'm more worried about the squirrels getting me," said Ravi. Mouse took off his shoes and waded into the pond. The ducks quacked crossly and swam away. "Look what I found," he said. "Someone has strange feet." Ben and Jojo collected cans. Sam went to work with the scrubbing brush. "Why don't people use the litter bins?" grumbled Jojo. They worked hard all morning. When they had finished, the bags were full of rubbish, and everyone was tired. What a difference! The park had never been so clean and tidy. "The ducks look much happier, don't you think?" said Mouse. Even Grumpy Boots looked pleased for once. "It looks like a different park," he said. Mr. Hopkins took another photograph. "You have done well," he told the children. That afternoon, the class made a big monster out of some of the rubbish they had collected. It was huge. "Our work is a load of old rubbish," laughed Mouse. Next day, they got a big surprise. Mrs. Turner came in with a visitor. "This is the photographer from the local newspaper," she said. "He has heard about your big cleanup in the park. He wants to take your picture." Everyone got into a group around the rubbish monster, The photographer took their picture. When the newspaper came out, the photograph was there, right on the front page. "We're famous," said Ben. "So you are," said Mum and Dad. "Huh," said Tessa. When they got to school that day, Mr. Hopkins had another surprise. "I'm taking you all for a lunchtime picnic in the park," he said. "You deserve a reward for all your hard work." They all had a lovely time at the picnic. When it was over, they all made sure they put their litter in the bins. "It was fun cleaning up the park," said Mouse, "but once is enough."